Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So, back in the day, politics was obviously banned when we were growing up in South Africa. And the only way that struggle heroes would get together would be maybe at a funeral, right? And so as a result, funerals became a place for mobilization. They have meetings, they'll discuss what's going to happen next, they'll discuss this and that, and they'd even have slogans and chants that were sang during the funeral, right? That became the thing. And I suppose maybe it was also a way just because, you know, most of the people would have died in the struggle. They would have been killed by either SAPS, etc. and so on. Right? I give that just for context because I'll come back to it later. If you look at what has happened in Mthatha over the last 3 weeks, there's been floods. And so far, the death toll, I think, is sitting at about 100 people. Very, very tragic circumstance there. And so, at the end of last week, their premier, Oscar Mabuyane, his office announced that he was going to be going on leave. And it's quite extended leave, 34 days. And it was meant to start, well, actually, it did start on the 20th of June all the way to the 23rd of July. Okay. This is when Mthatha's going through a major crisis, as I'm sure you've seen, right? Obviously, this leave was planned beforehand. And this is very different to a matter we discussed about 2 weeks ago of Advocates Mnisi, where I was like, well, they is entitled to leave. With politics, it's kind of different. Because with politics, especially when you are the premier, you are there to take care of the people, right? Mm-hmm. They put measures in place. There is going to be a mass burial that's organized by the city, or rather, I should say, Mthatha. And they've also sworn in the MEC as an interim, I guess, premier at the time, MEC Mlungisi Mvoko. And he's going to be acting premier of the Eastern Cape. And the question is, how do people feel about this? Now, just to bring back now that first point that I made. On Sunday, I think it was, the EFF had a funeral, a mass funeral for young people that had lost their lives on their way back from an EFF rally.
Yeah.
Julius Malema addressed them as the head of the EFF. Spoke to the families, made a pledge that they would build houses for those families. I think it's 11 people that lost their lives. And then he closed it off with some slogans and some chants. And some people felt like, no, this is inappropriate, yada, 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 yada. But this is where that comes from. Because at a political gathering, even if it is a funeral, you still need to rally up the troops. Because at the end of the day, umzabalazo. So when people say politicians shouldn't meddle in their affairs or family matters when they are bereaved, then how is it that they feel some type of way when their premier, Oscar Mabuyane, goes, I'm going to go and leave. Nishonele, yes, I empathize with you, but that's not a political matter.
I was actually about to say that. We're the first ones to say, why is it that politicians like a funeral? Because a funeral is where they tend to want to get up on the podium, not necessarily speak about the family, but speak about the party. So in this particular instance, I mean, 34 days is a long time. And in order for you to go on 34 days of leave, that generally means it's something that was planned well ahead of time. And you've put every contingency in place. As it is, when the families were addressed, it was Umvoko who addressed the families, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So in this particular instance, I think we need to understand, which if you're going to go on 34 days leave, it's not something that was taken lightly, especially as a premier. It was planned well ahead of time. And it's unfortunate that what happened in the Eastern Cape has happened. But at the same time, we need to understand, even politicians are human. Even politicians have families. They have responsibilities. And at times, yes, it's sad that Nina Nishonelwe, but I also have a family that needs to be taken care of.
I mean, the SANDF is involved. There's been social grants that have been dispersed. So it's not like no work is getting done.
Yeah.
The families are getting assistance.
And he was quite present, to be honest. I'd agree with him, Paul, that we're not fully aware of the nature of the family commitments they speak of for the 34 days. And this is real life. We all have personal issues. We can be befallen by misfortune. We might need to attend to that. So I take it there is something legitimate. He's a politician, a seasoned one. He would know that when there are issues, you want to rise to the occasion and be seen as a man who solves problems. But if he's decided to still take this leave of absence, it means there's something important in his own personal life. Mm. But for us as journalists, we saw Mabuyane at Dikolini immediately. They mobilized and allocated funds. The displaced even got up on stage. They indicated that immediately they were housed, they were clothed, they were fed. So for the most part of it, he was very responsive. He was present. He went to the bridge where the bus was washed away. He also facilitated the day of mourning. He was there with the president to still do the same thing that he had done with his own officials when the president came to the province. So I think fairly he's been present. At this point, if there are family commitments, I think he should be excused.
But what about the optics of it, Saul? So when people go, you see now what it looks like, is that you don't care. Because we don't know what the family commitment is, right? For 34 days, you're just going to be gone and leaving us in the dwang. There's still bodies that they're looking for right now. The death toll may still rise.
It doesn't look good. I have to be honest. It looks like the typical arrogance and out-of-touchness, if there's such a word, of, you know, our leadership. Honestly speaking, and if there is such a great family emergency, look, he's not obliged to tell us, but if I were him, I'd bring the community into my confidence and actually tell them so that people understand. Because yes, I would. Not the full details, but to just say, has the man said he's got a family emergency?
Yeah, they've said it's family commitments.
So why must he give you details of what's happening in his family?
If they said 100
people have literally lost their lives, not that his presence was going to change that, but the optics just don't look good.
Yes, but what of the days leading up to all of this? Before the National Provincial Day of Mourning, Provincial Day of Mourning. When that happened, leading up to that, he was very present.
Yes.
And we don't want to defend him here. We hold no one's brief. But nevertheless, even as reporters, we saw him on the ground immediately. He was at Dikolini.
That's his job.
Come on.
But Saul is right. He could also say, this is a matter that cannot be moved because of this. You don't have to say exactly what's going on. But to just say it's a family commitment.
We all say that.
Also, let me ask you this,
but
right?
But logic says if I'm taking leave for 34 days, it's something that cannot be moved.
No, not really.
No.
Hi, guys.
Family takes 34 days off.
What if he's unwell? Or somebody in his life has gotten a diagnosis?
Okay, now let's not get into speculation. We're dealing with what is,
it
right?
It doesn't look good.
So if he just told us, we wouldn't be speculating, actually. So Saul has a point. Give us a chance and let us know. What are your thoughts? And in fact, if you were living in a town where there were floods and the premier decided to take 34 days off, would you feel neglected or not?
Guys, go private, go corporate, ne? Unless you are sick, ne? If and when operational Ntontoni happens, cancel a leave. Mabuyane a cancel a leave. Unless alwala, I understand.
Morning season, the team. Guys, you know, at the end of the day, leadership is about servitude. It's when you sort of seem to put the people's needs above yours because you are there to serve. And the optics don't look good for you to take leave in a moment of crisis. You guys have just illustrated Guti how much he's been there, but it doesn't help Guti halfway through with that you are no longer there. So he needs to show, as a figurehead of the province, Guti, I'm here for the people and the people shall work and all of these things. And Mautulile, Ungayenzi next. And then you go, Uyoncibilika. We don't know Guti Uyoncibilika or Uyenzani, but the optics in terms of leadership don't look good because you need a strong leadership. You need a present leadership. You need leadership that is servitude over everything.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. And that is the difference, I suppose, between Advocate Mnisi and Oscar Mabuyane. Because here, you are serving the people.
Yes, you are serving the people. But as I was saying to you off air, what if it's a matter of my house is falling apart, right? My own home is falling apart. And the wife said, if you cancel this holiday one more time, I am out. And he's sitting there and thinking, you know what? Yes, I would love to serve the people, but at the end of the day, I also have my own responsibility towards my family.
But part of empathetic leadership is to just communicate that.
Honesty.
Just to say.
And then the topic becomes about my immediate
support. No, but I don't need to tell you that, hey, my wife is leaving me. I just need to tell you, I wish I could be with the people of the city in this time.
This was
but right now, there's a matter that I can't escape myself. Nati at home, Snake Inga. It's pressing.
But he said family matters. What more do you want?
We all have used that excuse when there were no family matters.
But he has.
No, but we have to. You see, that's the difference. Say time the was about to. Mengabe umuntu osebenzela abantu.
Okay, but then the
that's what this job takes.
What if the president has also approved? Maybe he picked up the phone, explained to the president, and it was approved.
Of course, the leave was approved. There's no doubt about it. He wouldn't have gone on leave if it wasn't approved.
But I'm saying, even in the wake of this tragedy, that they still spoke, and maybe the president still gave.
He doesn't serve the president.
No, but in
he
any
serves
event,
the people. The people are the people he should answer to.
No.
Does the president vote for him? No. The people vote for him.
Especially
guys, but if the president would also say, maybe this is not the time. But if he also said, you know what?
You know him and the president don't get along. This is the same president who wanted to fire him just now.
No, Oscar and the president, okay, let's say politically, they were close allies, you know this.
Yes, but then the president wanted to remove him.
But it doesn't mean they don't get along. If there's a problem...
If I'm interdicting Saul, are we getting along?
Not at all, bro. Don't you dare do that.
Come on. Anyway, what I'm saying is he should answer to the people that he presides over. I ain't our president.
I think that a premier deserves a leave like anybody else. Like you guys said, that he's human. He had put plans in place for when he's away for the 34 days. He could not have predicted that the floods were going to take place. So whatever reason that he might provide to the public might not be good enough for everybody to say, oh, it makes sense, or no, actually, you can reverse your leave, you know. So I think the minute he even justifies his leave, then not everybody's going to understand that. What if he's going on a vacation with his family? Because they just said commitment, not really emergency. You can't really plan for an emergency for 34 days. So I think it's not fair for us to want him to explain why he took the leave and he can't postpone the leave now.
No. We don't want him to explain. All we are saying is you are serving people here, right? And every action has consequences. Now, if you choose that you don't owe the people an explanation, that's fine. But the people will remember that when they go to the polls. It's as simple as that. Everybody has their own choice to make. But then they got to live with the consequences of such.
Yazin, as a politician, you are damned if you do and damned if you don't. Utolo Utinje, he's being a responsible uncle. He has to be at home to welcome his Nchana, who's coming back from the mountain. Now he must tell the whole country that. And when he does tell the country that, they're going to be like, yeah, he's making it about him now. You know, so there's really no way to do this. I feel like if he's done what needs to be done to make sure that the ship stays afloat, that's leadership. Leo Uti, where is he going? He's going to Dubai. No, we don't need to know that, bruh. That's his life. I think we should afford even our public servant leaders some privacy, at least. But yeah, it does look bad, unfortunately.
Of course, Cesar, we will feel abandoned. As the premier, he should be on the forefront. How do you take leave when things are falling apart? Mawuya, somebody has to update you as to what's been happening when you know what's been happening. So Uba not deputizer, your man. Uba who's in charge when he's decided I'm going to take leave. No, guys. No, I will take it personally. I will feel like he's abandoned us, or there are things he doesn't want to account for. That's how we would feel. But it was wrong for him to do it. Really, let's be honest. Like, really.
Well, to answer your question, the person who has deputized him, I guess, who's the acting premier, is Finance MEC Mlungisi Mvoko. So he was sworn in, and so he took over from that Friday.
Okay, Sizwe, you spoke about two things, but I'd like to tackle just the Oscar Mabuyane one. Premier is a role. Premier is not a human being. It's just that Oscar is taking the role of being a premier. And the good thing is that while he was away, he appointed someone to take over and run with things. So we should just get used to not sticking to people and understanding that he also got responsibilities, or he also got other things to attend to. While he was around, before he left for leave, he did attend, he did go to families, he did all the responsibilities that he was supposed to do. So Like, we can't just blame him for not being aware. As long as if he have left people who can be able to assist and take the responsibility while he's away. Because it's a very same thing that happens in corporate, where when someone is not around, everything stops. So we must get used to roles, but not people.
Okay.
Now, guys, I'd like to disagree with the ladies. You know, when you take oath of office, especially that office, is that you become selfless. You lose yourself. Anything that happens in your province, you need to be the first in line. Just like the president. If anything happens in South Africa, him being on leave or what, he will drop everything and he'll come back to the country. I'll make an example. During COVID, public servants, they lost their leaves, they lost their day offs. They were always in the front line. So how is it different for a premier, for someone who's the first citizen of that province? So the guy is senseless. The guy is insensitive, honestly, to be taking leave at this time. He needs to be there. He needs to be on the front line daily.
Sizwe Mponosol, this guy Udlapan. Unless if that leave was applied for in a very long time, and then it's not if again my plans, you can see who is running away from something, is running away from responsibility, does not know how to handle the matter, so it's just buying time. Resign. Yeah, that's my thinking on the Sutonia Danko.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.